The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Kamala Harris is performing an incredibly weird dance right now, where on one hand she's saying that her and Biden are, you know, they're together, all of the policy that he's been enacting is her policy, but then at the same time she's kind of trying to distance herself from him because everybody hates his policy, that's why he's not the Democrat nominee. Peter Ducey from Fox News asked Karine Jean-Pierre, Biden's press secretary, about Kamala Harris, and she floundered hard. Take a look.
How long have you guys known that Vice President Harris does not think that President Biden is effective with his border policy?
I mean, that you're making a huge jump. Why she did not say this. This is something that you are assuming. I don't understand why you would assume that. It's not true.
She has a campaign ad where she is saying they need more Border Patrol agents. If President Biden's doing such a good job, why do they need any more border agents?
We both believe that. The president does want more Border Patrol agents. You know who's getting in the way? You know who's getting in the way? Republicans in Congress, they're getting in the way. You know who else is getting in the way? The former president.
So we covered this on yesterday's show, but Kamala Harris has released several campaign ads talking about the immigration crisis, and she uses that word. She talks about the crisis at the border. Newsflash, Kamala Harris, you are in the current administration that is setting policy over border. Like, you are in charge of border policy. So you're saving the border from yourself. You're fixing the problem that you created. And if you didn't create it, then why aren't you just fixing it right now? So technically that ad throws her under the bus and it throws Biden under the bus. And it goes against as well what they've been saying for the last 4 years, which is that there's no crisis at the border, which is obviously not true, but that's what they've been saying this whole time. So that ad actually, again, you can go check that out. I did it yesterday. It contradicts what they've been saying in two ways, and it really throws them under the bus. And this is why. I think that the proper nickname for Kamala Harris, been saying this for a long time, the Trump team needs to adopt this. They've said it before, but it's the one that really matters, which is that she's got to be Chameleon Kamala. And the reason why is because she goes beyond the lies. It's not just about the lying for Kamala Harris. It's one thing for someone to say something to you, and then you say something that's not true, right? Liar, you can call her lying Kamala, sure. But Kamala is much worse than that, because essentially what she does is she just says whatever's popular at the moment. If she thinks she can get away with something, she does. And if she thinks she can't get away with it, then she just says something else. And so again, her policy is whatever is convenient to her at the time, which fair enough, that's kind of what politicians do. But you can at least see some like consistency. Like Donald Trump's big policy is like the border wall. Like we know, if Donald Trump got up today and was like, no, I never said anything about a border wall, we'd be like, dude, come on. And so Kamala Harris getting up and saying, I am tough on immigration. It's like, really? Like that is so unbelievable. Like, that is beyond unbelievable, that gaslighting that's going on. In regards to what Karine Jean-Pierre said, though, this is one of the greatest examples of the gaslighting from the Democrats this election cycle, talking about that immigration bill. This is the idea. This party, for the last 3 years, again, has talked about there being absolutely no border crisis. And then they come up with a bill. I don't know, again, why did they come up with a bill if there's no border crisis? I don't know, but okay, fine, they admitted it. They come up with a bill that puts a bandage on the problem. It doesn't really fix it. Again, I don't know why you wouldn't just fix it, but fair enough, the bandage isn't maybe a small improvement, I guess. But then in the same bill, they include billions and billions of dollars going to Ukraine, going to Israel, and they have nothing to do with immigration. So why is that party talking about them wanting to fix the immigration issue? The immigration bill that they proposed would allow for 5,000 illegals to come into our country each day. The same bill, again, wanted to give, same bill, why? Why? How are these things in any way related? They wanted to give billions of dollars to Ukraine and Israel. One of the profound frustrations that Americans have about Congress, and it's one of the reasons I think why Congress approval ratings at like 15 to 20%, is that they have these bill packages where they're just packaging random crap together that has nothing to do with each other. If you really care about immigration, which they don't, again, and I'll talk about why in just one second. If they really cared about immigration, they would just pass a bill saying, you know, it's really already codified. They don't really need a bill, but they would just do it anyway and say, this bill makes it so illegal immigrants cannot come into our country. It's that simple. But they don't want to. They want to give $80 billion to Ukraine. Or better yet, by the way, they won't do it because the president, they know the president already has authority to do it, which I was just talking about. Like, they don't even need a bill. Biden can do it today. Kamala Harris can do it today, but they choose not to. The answer, of course, though, the reason why they're not doing it is simply, which is that Democrats need illegal immigrants to come into our country, have kids, will then be legal immigrants, and then they vote for the Democrats, which as of now is happening. You know, the GOP has seen a small shift from Latinos specifically over to them, but not as many as, you know, we would hope. And I think Republicans should make a strong message to them because they're here, whether we like it or not. But we got to stop the flow. Republicans have to do a better job showing Americans how that's true, how Democrats are doing this for more votes, because independent, like Democrats will be like, that's awesome, we want more voters, but independents are not down for that. They're just not. And the side effects, of course, of having these people come in is greater crime rates, terrorists coming across our border. I'm not saying every Mexican that comes across our border is a terrorist. That's not what I'm saying. But Chinese, Afghani, we had some Uzbekistani maybe, terrorists that actually came across our border just a few months ago. And if people think that Kamala is going to magically be hard on immigration, like Karine Jean-Pierre is saying in that video, then they're either a bad faith actor, they're stupid, or they're seriously deceived. Fortunately, Peter Doocy was not the only one asking good questions, though, this week. Elon Musk had his three-hour interview with Trump on X, and he got very direct with voters in a way that was really shocking to me. I want to show that moment for you right here.
I call myself, historically a moderate Democrat. So this is to people out there who are in the moderate camp to say, I think you should support Donald Trump for president. And I think it's actually a very important juncture in the road, and we're in deep trouble if it goes the other way.
So I never would have thought that Elon Musk would have been so overtly supportive of Trump like this. If you had asked me a decade ago, Elon Musk, I don't know if he talked a ton about Donald Trump, but he certainly wasn't a big fan of the guy. I know the left likes to pretend that Elon Musk is some far right-wing guy, but just a few years ago, you have to remember that Elon Musk was like the champion of climate change, of the climate change movement. He was loved like Mark Zuckerberg, like Jeff Bezos on the left. I mean, this was just like a standard billionaire that the left loves, because the left loves billionaires. They love them. Despite saying that they want to tax the billionaires, they absolutely love them. But then Elon Musk made the colossal mistake of ticking off the leftist cult when he realized that they might have gone too far. And I've showed this clip on the show before, but the reason, what he says was the reason why he kind of shifted and kind of got disaffected by the left, is when his, I think it was his daughter, transitioned, and he was tricked into signing papers to allow her to transition. And I think that really opened his eyes. I mean, he's talked about that's really opened his eyes to the craziness of the left. And now he still considers himself a liberal, but because he decided to buy Twitter and show the censorship going on there and vow to make it a free marketplace of ideas, the left hates him. Because as I've said before, I literally said it yesterday, the only way they can succeed is if they have no competition in the online space. If they have no competition, they're good because their ideas suck. I mean, their ideas, they cannot survive in a free marketplace of ideas because it's not based in truth. But if there's no competition, if there's no truth going out there, then of course they can win. And so when Elon Musk destroyed that and bought Twitter, immediately they were, you know, he went on their bad list. So the left's only solution was to paint Musk as a radical, which he's just not. I mean, I'm sorry. Again, this is the guy who has like championed EVs. Most conservatives, I'm not saying conservatives are against EVs, but your average conservative ain't super into EVs. They just don't care. They like their Mustangs. They like their Corvettes. So when Musk comes out so zealously for Trump, it surprises me. And it's clear that this man who is afraid, Elon Musk is afraid of what four more years of what we've been having is going to look like. I think a lot of people are. And Kamala Harris is painting this picture as if it's going to be different, which is weird considering she's complicit in the last 4 years. I don't know why people would believe that it's going to change, but unfortunately, it, like, people are believing it. It's why I keep saying, if you're a Republican, you have to fight harder than ever before. Trump has to campaign harder and better than he has ever fought before. Kind of this talk about the polls being wrong, it's not helpful if you are a Republican, because you need to act like you're 20 points behind always. Even if the polls are wrong and Trump is actually ahead, it does not matter. We need a blowout victory against Kamala Harris. If it's close, it's going to be a nightmare. If you're worried about election interference, by the way, we need a plan to combat it. It's one of my longest standing critiques of Trump. This is something that's been very frustrating to me about him. He talks about an election interference in 2020, but then he never told us how to overcome it in 2024. And that's really troublesome to me, because if he really believes in election interference, then why is he even running if he knows that it's going to stop him? If he knows that they're just going to cheat, why is he running in 2024 without a plan? And so I've offered some suggestions, like having GOP volunteers at every voting booth. Not in the booth, of course, but there to make sure that there's no, you know, people filling out, you know, other things. I've talked about how the GOP needs to be really serious in state legislatures about passing voter ID laws, which are actually very, very moderate, and people like mostly are in support of them. I think a lot more states could pass them. And also, Republicans have got to do ballot harvesting, because that's what Democrats are doing, and it's legal in most states. So again, I just want to hear Trump's plan. Those are just a couple, you know, casual suggestions I have, just kind of thinking about it. But come on, there's people working in politics. You're saying you can't come up with a single plan? Trump should come out and say, I know there's gonna be election interference. This is how we're gonna solve it. I've never heard that from him. Again, it's one of my longest standing critiques of him, because we need a plan if we're going to take down Kamala Harris in November. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances. So much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.